Welcome to the Infrastructure Podcast. Happy New Year. My name is Anthony Oliver, and on today's episode, well, it's just me. Just me doing a very quick recap of 2023 and the first 45 episodes of the Infrastructure Podcast, and a brief trail for what lies ahead in 2024. So, when I set out on this podcasting adventure back in February, I billed it as being a new regular podcast series featuring conversations with some of the key leaders and influencers from across the UK infrastructure sector. Conversations creating change. Big ambitions, of course, but I hope that over those last 45 episodes, I've managed to hit the brief and cover a really wide range of issues, the names you know, and hopefully some that perhaps you didn't. Now, apparently, most podcasts die after three episodes, so I'll call that a success there. And according to my podcast host, your listenership has pushed me into the top 25% of podcasts, which sounds pretty good to me. So onwards and upwards, I'll carry on. But looking back, a huge thanks must go, of course, to all the people that have given their time to chat to me. When I started this little audio adventure, it was something of a personal mission, and so required a leap of faith from those on the other side of the microphone. Could I produce something worth listening to? Every day is a learning day, of course, so thanks for your support. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I do. The Infrastructure Podcast remains a personal mission, something I do in my time for you, and to be honest, it's rather nice not to have a corporate or commercial overlord bearing down on every decision. I think that makes a difference to you, but also to me. So, a quick recap of my highlights of the year. And of course, if I was half competent, or if I was backed by Gary Lineker or the BBC, I'd now be adding short clips from across the year, a pick of the year style. But sadly, it's just me and the production team, so you have to make do with this week's verbal recap as I try to remind you of what you might have missed, or perhaps what you might have enjoyed. So, in which case, you know, do tell your friends and colleagues, you know, and family if you like, and enjoy. Well, it all started, of course, with Nick Smallwood at the Infrastructure and Projects Authority talking about the Transforming Infrastructure Performance Programme, which hopes to turn this sector from a low productivity, low margin, underperforming sector into a world-leading innovation and technology-led business. A business in which the best minds and brightest talents compete to work in. Since then, I've done several events and workshops with Nick and his team, and thanks so much for their continued support. And while there's clearly work to do, the prospects for the sector are looking good. We have the capability and the tools to transform the sector and an industry which, in which people already want to work in, to do useful stuff. And it's a point really underlined by so many of my guests, you know, not least Suzanne Nicol of Build UK, the amazing Alison Watson, education pioneer, Class of Your Own, and of course, Mark Reynolds, boss of Mace and chair of the Construction Leadership Council. And I must do a quick shout out for Michelle Dix's 5 P's for project success: perseverance, patience, positivity, and of course, pizza and Prosecco. I love that. It's a serious business, but infrastructure professionals do need to have fun. So do check out those early episodes with guests such as Patricia Moore of Turner & Townsend, Richard Robinson of Atkins Realis, Andy Mitchell of Thames Tideways, Simon Light of GHD, and Michelle DeFranca of Bechtel, where that desire to really make infrastructure the best, the most exciting, the most rewarding place to work really comes across from these industry leaders. To be honest, I also love chatting to my guests about what makes them tick as humans. And I hope you agree that this presents fascinating insight. I mean, check out, for instance, George Hutchinson, you know, when he talks about managing risk and recipe-free cooking. Yeah, or Irene and Philip McAleese on building a cycle-like business and data business and having work-life balance in there as well. But on the work front, there is, of course, much to do. And I've had three interviews with the National Infrastructure Commission. And a big thanks to Ben Wilson and the comms team at the NIC for some hugely appreciated support and promotion. It is much appreciated. Sir John, of course, is always a pleasure to chat to, and an education in itself. But when I chatted to CEO James Heath about the second national assessment, the depth and range of his knowledge and the knowledge coming out of the NIC was impressive and a relief. That team certainly knows what is what, and that's great to see. They're backed, of course, by some excellent commissioners, and my chat with Julia Prescott on the Energy Transition Challenge was enlightening, to say the least. There is much to do there for sure in 2024. Talking of energy transition, I've had many fascinating conversations on this theme about hydrogen with Angie Needle of Cadent, around EVs with Azif Ghaffour of BEEV and Kate Tyrrell at ChargeSafe. This whole issue of energy transition is going to be huge if the government is really going to hit its ambitious renewable and electrification targets as we go forward. Change and reform is a constant theme across the podcast guests. Every conversation I have, it comes up. Digital engineering and the use of AI is accelerating. I mean, check out my conversation with software pioneer Greg Bentley, with data standards guru Patrick McLeamy, and of course, the delightful Simon Beers, who's helping at Lang O'Rourke to build Everton's high-tech 4D backed new stadium, and he assures me will restore the club to its former glory days. Work to do there, Simon. Anyway, meanwhile, transforming the railways has also been an interesting tale, and so chatting to Mark Thurston just before the government slowed down HS2, that was a journalistic gift. I think he says something along the lines of, the cheapest way to do this project is to do it fast. Well, discuss. Sadly, we won't be discussing that with Mark Thurston. Well, not least as a member of the HS2 team. But anyway, of course, more was to follow on the HS2 project. You know, analysing the fallout of the cancellation of the Northern HS2 section with Alistair Reisner of Seeker, it was an entertaining and certainly a very enlightening interlude on an otherwise serious and quite disappointing saga. Well worth a listen. But of course, the HS2 project continues at pace, and as I found out in episode 41 when I visited the Old Oak Common site with Hugh Edwards, it was my first outside broadcast. Oh yes, compete with Furry Mike Cover, apparently known in the business as a dead cat. Well, it matched Hugh's Movember Tash. Anyway, fascinating visit, and certainly if you ever get a chance to go and see what they're doing at Old Oak Common, then do take that up. The railways is always an interesting area for discussion, and trying to decipher the Great British Railways Transition Challenge, it was fun with Anit Chandarana. We'll see where that takes us in 2024. I'm not entirely sure we've got the legislation sorted out yet, but, you know, have a listen to episode 28 and find out where Anit thinks we're going to be taking this whole episode. Have a listen also to episode 16 with Neil Robertson of the National Skills Academy for Rail. Well, he talks about, you know, the kind of challenges we need in order to skill up for this transition, and episode 15 with Martin Tugwell of Transport for the North, if you like, episode 10 also with Beth West of East West Rail. There is much going on rail-wise in the UK, so have a listen to those episodes. Meanwhile, cutting carbon has also been on everyone's lips and minds in 2023, rightly so, and will without doubt continue to be there as a subject to discuss and as an action to take in 2024 and beyond. Chatting to Rachel Skinner, past president of the IC in episode 11, is enlightening. But of course, virtually every guest made the point absolutely clear. I mean, check out Mark Enzer in episode 26 or Mark Whitby in episode 34. Infrastructure and infrastructure professionals have a vital role to play if the world is to meet the net zero targets and turn the latest COP words into reality. Now, clearly ensuring that social value is at the heart of every infrastructure decision we make is also crucial, and a point underlined by so many of my guests this year. Infrastructure has to work for people. It's a point well made by Teresa Jolly and Nick Carey in episode 30, and of course Martin McCrink of Copper Consultancy in episode 31. It is all about people. And on that note, if you haven't heard my conversation with behavioural science guru Rory Sutherland in episode 42, then go straight there and have a listen when you finish here. It is a blast and it is a fascinating listen. So finally, what should we be looking out for in 2024? Okay, we've got an election coming for sure, but what are the likely big issues that will shape the construction sector? Well, assuming we have a deliverable pipeline, and it's said that it now amounts to something like £805 billion going forward, the hardest part still remains turning aspiration into delivery by reforming planning, aligning policy with private sector ambition, and creating the kind of environment in which the supply chain can invest and can commit to the future for infrastructure. The question therefore for this government, any new government, is how to really accelerate the use of public-private partnerships needed to make the change across the UK and drive the economy. I mean, having interviewed Transport Select Committee Chair Ian Stewart MP in episode 32, expect more political guests in 2024, because rest assured there will be much to discuss with politicians in 2024. Infrastructure may not be the election hustings headline grabber, but there's no doubt that it is a crucial to the future economy and prosperity of the UK. So I will continue to make these podcasts, these conversations that I hope create change, well, at least provide you with some brief entertainment, perhaps, and information each week. And I hope that you will continue to enjoy my efforts in 2024. I do this largely for my fun and for your entertainment, and I hope that this does come across. But all feedback and support is certainly welcomed. I already have many more infrastructure podcasts in the pipeline, and more guests to talk to, as I will continue to probe the big issues faced across the sector in 2024. But do let me know if there are subjects or interviewees that you think I should include. If you haven't done so already, do check out the Infrastructure Podcast website. That's www.infrastructure-podcast.com, where you will find lots of background information to all the podcasts, and then lots and lots of podcasts to listen to and to share. And I promise the regular infrastructure newsletter is coming. Time has simply been against me in 2023 to make that a reality, and maybe there may even be some live events, so look out for those as they may happen yet. But in the meantime, thanks for joining me today, thanks again for your support over the year, and for keeping my download numbers ticking along nicely. So happy new year, and I look forward to seeing you again very soon as I continue with the Infrastructure Podcast. Happy new year.